This is Piece by Piece, I'll Cherish Them, a Star Wars Legends Knights of the Old Republic video games fanfic, written by Basket of Novas and read by Rena Jenkins. This story is rated NC-17 and contains the pairings Female Revan, Bastila Lashan, Darth Malak, Female Revan, Darth Malak, Female Revan, Bastila Lashan. With additional tags for alternate universe, canon divergence, force bond sexual situations, force bond, voyeurism, mildly dubious consent, vaginal fingering, light BDSM. Summary. Revan reestablishes Malak's submission as her apprentice. Through their force bond, Bastila is there too. As far as Bastila had been concerned, everything had been, well, not fine, but basically under control, up until about 15 minutes after she broke into the Sith base on Banaan with not Revan. The mission had fallen apart then in a very short amount of time, perhaps less than 2 minutes. Darth Malak had been there, waiting. They should have sensed him and hadn't. Bastila had fallen back, dread in her heart, and her lightsaber immediately in her hands and ignited. She had told herself that this wasn't good exactly, but was survivable. Revan would have had to face him eventually, and Revan's instincts were plainly resurfacing, so perhaps she would prevail, and they could come up with something to get them all out of jail on Manon afterward. Not Revan had paused and looked at Malak. There was no fear on her face, but neither was she serene. She tilted her head back slowly and said, "Malak, this isn't what you wanted, is it?" Malak looked at her across the metal hall and said slowly,
"No, it wasn't. Revan."
Revan, after all, gave no sign of surprise. She only said, "It's not too late." And agonizingly slowly, Malak knelt. Bastila would have liked to have attacked Revan in the back, but in fact, Revan summoned Bastila's lightsaber from her hands, and 15 minutes later, Bastila was locked in a cell on the Sith Embassy, while Revan and Malak... well? Renewed the terms of their relationship. So to speak. Bastila, face down in a prison cell bunk, squirmed uncomfortably. Any minute now, she was going to get up and start plotting to escape. She was sure she could, as long as Revan and Malak were, well, distracted. Neural disruptor collars were not readily available on Manon, and the Sith Embassy wasn't equipped to hold captives long-term in the way a military ship or prison would be. The cell was not especially formidable, and Bastila, a reasonably well-trained Jedi, could probably blast the door off its hinges with the Force alone. But first, Revan was seated on the desk in the Sith Ambassador's office, which Malak had commandeered on arrival. She had hiked her Jedi robes up to her hips and watched with a sort of fond, indulgent cruelty as Malak went to his knees in front of the desk. The trousers had already been abandoned on the floor. Bastila could only assume she had shielded most of her mind from Bastila very subtly, because what was in her mind now was as clear as day and nothing like a Jedi.
"I really do miss his jaw,"
Revan thought distinctly, and two Bastila, who give a sort of horrified gasp into the thin cot's mattress. Then Malik lifted his hands, slow, sliding them up the inside of Revan's bare thighs. Revan gave a slight twitch, physically, but Bastila could feel her skin shiver and the anticipation building in her stomach. Revan might be projecting to Malik, an impassive and haughty master to be placated, but in her head, she was desperately pleased and, Bastila's cheeks were flushed, aroused. She had missed Malik desperately. And not exclusively for carnal reasons.
No, but the carnal reasons are very real,
Revan said to Bastila.
You should try them. Actually, you're about to try them anyway if you don't get out of my head. Revan!
Said Bastila. Revan gave a pleased sigh, totally uncoordinated with Malik's hands.
I love hearing you finally say my name,
she said.
You're in my head,
said Bastila furiously.
Are you sure?
Said Revan. Apparently, she was entirely comfortable carrying on a conversation while Malik bowed his head against her thigh and said,
My master, please forgive me. Give me permission to appease you. What would you have me do?
His voice was slightly robotic. The pitch wasn't a perfect simulation of a human voice, and he didn't have full nuance. But it was considerably more human than Bastila had expected. Bastila could feel the phantom weight of his head against Revan's leg, and the slight vibration when the vocoder turned on. And worse, the way the vibrations against her inner thigh went directly to Revan's clit. She began to wish she had a neural disruptor collar on. Should I grant you permission? Said Revan aloud to Malik. You did try to kill me. Malik's breath hissed, mechanical but faster.
Do as you will, master,
he said after a long moment.
If only my death will please you.
He trailed off.
Oh, relax. I'm not going to kill him,
said Revan to Bastila.
He did try to kill me. The least he can do is worry about it for a minute.
Revan was entirely satisfied, almost euphoric, at Malik on his knees, bent with his head to her thigh, submitting to her will unto the point of death, and calling her master again. She felt that it entirely erased the past months of indignities, captive and pretending at none of her real power. Also, she had always liked to hear master from Malik or anyone.
Oh, tell me you did not join the Sith because of your fetishes!
Shrieked Bastila indignantly.
Well, you have to admit, he looks good in the red leather,
said Revan, and threw back her head and laughed, physically, at Bastila's horrified indignation.
Of course not, but it didn't hurt.
Master?
Said Malik uncertainly. And to Bastila's much greater horror, Revan replied, It's Bastila Shan, the Jedi. She healed me when you tried to kill me, and forged a force bond between us. And she's very amusing.
She is watching us,
said Malik. The vocoder made it hard to tell exactly what his voice was doing, but Bastila was certain he wasn't pleased.
"What's this?"
said Revan, not so much a malicious, cackling overlord as humorously.
"You're ready to lie down and let me kill you, but you won't suffer a little exhibitionism with my bondmate? She's cute.
Maybe I'll let you fuck her later."
"And mind that indignation,"
she said to Bastila's squeak.
"You're getting wet."
Horribly, Bastila was. She hadn't quite realized it before this. It wasn't obvious which sensations came from her own body and Revan's. So deep in... damn it, Revan had been right. Revan's head.
"As I said, if you're going to involve yourself in my sex life, you can't complain at what you see,"
said Revan, and ran her fingers over the edge of Malik's skull. Bastila could see the muscles in his scalp jump, feel the oddly smooth skin under Revan's fingers.
"Well, I don't need to keep him in suspense," she said.
And aloud, "Of course I don't want you dead, Malik. If I had, I would never have given you a chance to surrender. Although, of course, I'll need assurances later. For now, you have my permission. Appease me." If Bastila had thought she was suffering before, it was 1,000 times worse when Revan gave Malik permission and he was touching her. First, there was the touch. Malik's hands peeling Revan's underwear down her legs, his fingers running back up the muscles of her calves, the inside of her knees, her thighs. Every inch of Revan's body was muscled. Perfect. Bastila had been frustrated by struggling not to stare on the ebon hawk, and seeing her like this was terrible, and made worse by Revan's awareness of Bastila looking.
"Didn't you complain I was insufferably arrogant before?"
said Revan, extremely pleased. Then Malik reached up to cup Revan's hips and ducked forward to nuzzle her thigh, projecting through the force as well as simple body language that he wanted his mouth back. He wanted his mouth back for her and her more than any other purpose, to please her, to serve her. He hummed a grumbling and frustrated sound, mostly intended to activate the vocoder. The vibrations were small, but they thrummed directly against Revan's skin, making her clit throb and her fingers twitch. Bastila gasped into the thin prison cot, and Revan was suffused by affection and a reciprocal longing for Malik. That was the other part, the worse part. Revan's feelings. The haughtiness and the caustic words had dropped off, a defensive shell over her real and unsithlordly feelings. She did love and want Malik. She was so very pleased, so very relieved to have him on his knees before her. That was love to Revan, owning Malik, knowing he wanted her to own him. Pleasing him and being pleased by it. That was probably what she would want from Bastila.
"Only,"
said Revan, distinct but distracted with the sight of the muscles in Malik's back and neck and the pressure of his body against hers.
"Because you want to give it."
Then Malik lifted his head away, reluctantly, showing off his entirely real reluctance, and slid his fingers between Revan's labia, making her jerk forward into his hand. He smiled. Revan could see it in his eyes, so Bastila could too. Revan had a great fondness for Malik's hands, graceful for their size, familiar as her own, and images of other places his hands had been flitted through Revan's mind. Brushing nervously Revan's lips, circling her nipples, jerking himself off at her command. Bastila's body jerked on the bed, and she thought, frustrated, isn't it bad enough to live through one experience at a time?
I can save the rest for later,
said Revan, teasing. Then Malik thrust two of his long, thick fingers inside her, and she groaned, distracted, finally, from teasing Bastila. Revan groaned and rocked her hips forward into his hand, but made no other attempt to help. Her own hands were firmly braced on the desk, balancing herself. Malik brought his other hand into play, making a V-shape with his thumb and forefinger on either side of Revan's clit, and rubbing and grinding that hand into her. All the while, he fucked Revan with two fingers, then three. Revan had sunk her teeth into her lip, staying mostly quiet, but rocking into Malik in turn. Each motion carried from her knees to her hips to her shoulders, swaying into the feeling of it. Bastila was overwhelmed, and shamefully, almost grateful to stop fighting the feeling. She slid one hand under her body, rubbing herself through the fabric of her trousers. Revan was very nearly unaware of it to tease her, and sent only a prickly, amused feeling in her direction. Revan and Malik, Bastila knew against her will, had been having sex for years, at least since they were Jedi Knights. Malik knew Revan's body as well as she did, and knew exactly how to get her off, how fast she liked it to happen, and how she wanted him to behave throughout it.
He does,
said Revan, whose pulse was thudding through her veins, even as her voice in the Force sounded sleepy, near satiated.
They used to say we were made for each other. More like he was made for me. You want that, don't you, Bastila?
And she projected, distinct and clear, an image that was not a memory. Bastila, kneeling in Malik's place, or rather, next to him. In the fantasy image, Bastila was considerably less dressed than Malik, and she lifted her head to show her face, smeared with both tears and Revan's arousal. Bastila moaned, involuntary, into the pillow, and Malik picked up his pace, and together, Revan and Bastila came. The end. Author's Notes. For Disposable Woman, as part of Smut for Smut 2023. Title from My Lover's Box by Garbage. I hope you like this. Reader's Notes. Oh, hot damn! I am so fucking here for this. I'm so fucking here for. Knew I was revving at least, if not all along, then at least for quite a while. And falling back into the vibe, if not forgiveness, then forbearance, and we have moved past it between Revan and Malik, because this is love for me. It is possessive, and it is entirely owning of my psychopath on a leash, but for both of them, oh, it's so
good. And then, Revan being like, Bastila, you may be the Forspawn bright side, light side, heart full of fire and tethered to the light of things, but also... this could be you, and if I kind of erode your barriers long enough, this will be you kneeling before me and just Revan with her toys on a leash. Oh. Basket of Novas, this is incredible. You have written something glorious. Please, I love this idea of the bleed through the forced bond between Revan and Bastila, because there was a bond first between Revan and Malik. And, you know, Bastila sort of being like, I won't succumb, but also, oh, hot damn, honey. yes, thank you so much to Basket of Nova starring Blanket Permission to Fodfic. I had a great time with this. Hopefully Disposable Woman did too, because this was... incredible. Also, the idea of using the vocoder as a surprise, this is an impromptu sex toy. Look, there's a little bit about like the non-con body modification and the let's reinterpret this, and there's also a little bit of I made these changes to you, from Revan to Malik. I made these changes and now they serve me in another way that filters right back into that very possessive Sithly love that does good things for me. That's great. This is such an inspired piece of hot damn. Anyway, thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed it. Have a nice day.